at a busy street corner in Reno on land owned by the colony, tribal members began Tuesday's ceremony by performing this traditional song. The colony, a combination of the Paiute, Shoshone, and Washoe tribes, is swapping a three-acre tract of land with the state to make way for a new $8 million facility that'll welcome about 100 people fresh out of jail.
What it provides for them is the ability and the opportunity to choose a pathway for employment, to be able to take care of themselves and their family, be less, of course, considered a burden on society, but it's really them giving back to society.
That's Greg Cox, who directs the State Department of Corrections. There are more than 400 transitional housing beds in Clark County, but Cox says that Reno's never had this type of programming, which offers education and job opportunities to its residents with the ultimate goal of lowering recidivism.
What we have understood for many years now is that these transitional housing centers provide that avenue and that ability to come back into the community, to reduce the amount of victims in our communities, but also to provide a level of supervision and enhance public safety.
This groundbreaking is just one piece of a larger puzzle. Years ago, the state legislature approved a revenue-sharing agreement for sales tax coming from a Walmart supercenter built on tribal land in 2010. Part of that pot will pay for this new transitional housing project, and part of it has already been going to the Indian colony. Starting next year, the Washoe County School District will receive $500,000 annually as well. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.